Hey there, you're listening to Ricky B, the Rock and Roll Rat Podcast Edition, created by Pura Draculea. And now, here's Ricky.
Hey, oh, Ricky here. Well, I guess you know that, because I think the cartoonist says it in the intro. I don't really pay attention to that part of the show, you know. Anyway, so it's been a while since the last podcast, because, you know, there was that extra week or whatever. I think the cartoonist decided we were going to do this on the first and third Monday of each month, but it's often late. And, you know, then the fifth Monday, that just screwed the whole thing up. Anyway, but I've been busy, you know. I kind of needed that extra week because, well, I mean, it's always busy at the studio usually. But also, you know, this time, Thanksgiving is next week. You know, I think in America it's next month, but, you know, here in Ratland, we do it in October where it belongs. You know, I heard in Mouseland, they do Thanksgiving in January. That don't make no sense, man. I mean, none. I mean, you know, in October, it's after the apple harvest, you know, and we got all them fall festivals and other stuff from the garden and the farmers and whatnot. It makes a lot of sense. It's weird enough that the Americans do it like a month later, because there ain't nothing growing still in November that you can harvest. But, you know, January, that's even weirder. Well, you know, mice are all screwed up, you know. I say that all the time. I mean, not in front of, you know, baby's half mouse cousin Miles, you know, baby my girlfriend, but you know, I wouldn't say in front of Miles, but you know, because I was raised right, you know, you don't say mean things or odd things in front of people's faces, you know, you say it behind their back where it belongs. But anyways, yeah, oh, so Miles, you know, this one time I asked Miles what's up with that whole, you know, Thanksgiving in January thing, because it's all screwed up. And he just shrugged and said, well, they always done it in January in Mouseland, and, you know, they got plenty of stored food even at that point of the year, so they're thankful for the stored food. But he also said that he thought the proper time for Thanksgiving is in April, you know, after the big tax season rush. Of course, you know, Miles is an accountant, so I guess he would say that, because, you know, he's rolling in the dough in April. You know, other people say he has to pass on to the government, but also his own, you know, because he charges to do taxes. Anyways, where was I going with this? So I got me three Thanksgivings I got to go to next week. You know, first off, we have our annual Thursday night pre-long weekend kegger at the studio. That's before Big Mike goes down to Vegas for the weekend, which he always does. And then on Sunday, I'll be going to Baby's family for their big Thanksgiving dinner, you know, with all the cousins and, you know, whole household full of rats and, well, and the one half mouse, you know, because Miles, but, you know, Miles will be there. But anyways, you know, because obviously, you know, Miles ain't got no conflict with going to the Mouseland Thanksgiving, because that's not till January, so he comes to both, I guess, you know. Where is I going? So, yeah, oh, yeah, baby. Well, you know, I'm sure her folks would rather I didn't go, and that's why they stick me and the other boyfriends and the couple husbands at the little table in the kitchen next to the kids' table. And, you know, before baby's older sisters got married and started having kids, us boyfriends, we still had to sit in the kitchen, but at what's now the kiddie table. But, you know, it's so low, we had to sit cross-legged on the tile floor. You know, just this little low plastic table we had our plates on, you know. And then, you know, and then, of course, Mama Rat, she does everything proper as far as she's concerned. So she has her dinner, her Thanksgiving dinner, on Thanksgiving Day, on the Monday. You know, she makes a huge big to-do about it because, you know, it's another chance to show off and stick it to Auntie Maureen and her other sister-in-laws that she can't stand. You know, Mama Rat can't stand. Auntie Maureen gets along with anybody. Well, you know, except for Mama, but that's because Mama. Anyways, it's a whole other thing. So, yeah, I've been busy because, you know, all three of them, they got a whole lot of preparation and chores that come in advance of the big day, you know. For example, baby's thinking of the future when me and her are hitched and we have our own house, and, you know, then she might take a turn hosting Thanksgiving and other holidays. Because, you know, sometimes her big sister Yvonne hosts the Thanksgiving. It really only happened that one time when baby's mama had, you know, she had broken her leg in, I was going to say skiing accident, but was it skiing they went? No, it was skiing because they went somewhere in, you know, down in Argentina or Chile where they have snow in summertime. It's the weirdest thing, you know, it's all backwards down there. And anyways, you know, because they have their summer when we have winter and they have the winter when we have summer. It don't make no sense. But anyways, Babe's parents gone down there for a ski trip in August and Babe's mama had broken her leg. So she couldn't host the Thanksgiving that year, so Yvonne did at her house with her husband. Anyways, so babies think, you know, because, you know, her mama liked going skiing and, you know, things happen. So she's planning for the future when we have a house. We might have to take a turn hosting Thanksgiving or, you know, other holidays on a kind of a rotation thing. So, you know, she's always dragging me with her to Home Rat, you know, the store with all the, you know, all the stuff for the house and all that. Anyways, we go there and we pick out decorations. Well, mostly she does. And I just push the cart and say, okay. And, you know, and then she gets all the stuff and she puts it in a big old storage unit till, you know, she's renting that until we have that house. And, you know, that storage unit's absolutely stuffed because she's been packing it full of stuff from Home Rat since eighth grade. At this point, you know, I think we're going to need a mansion just to fit all the stuff from the storage unit. And I don't know how I'm going to afford one of them unless I win the lottery. And so far, I ain't won the lottery, but I keep trying. But anyway, baby insists we still don't have everything we need for the house yet. So Wednesday, there was a bit of a lull, and I was able to slip away from the studio for a couple hours. I picked her up from cosmetology school, and we headed back to Home Rat. And I said, what are we looking for today, baby? We're going to need some cheese forks. Okay, baby. Wait a minute. Didn't we get cheese forks a few months ago? Those were St. Patrick's Day cheese forks with shamrocks on the handles. We need Thanksgiving cheese forks with turkeys on the handles. Oh, okay. I got you. Well, you know, to be honest, I didn't really gotcha, baby, because, you know, it seems to me that we could just get a single set of, like, you know, fancy, real nice, fancy, but non-specific cheese forks, and we could use them for all occasions. But, you know, I long since learned not to upset baby by saying such things, and so we wandered around the kitchen section of the Home Rat store. Baby found brass, you know, brass-handled turkey cheese forks, and she bought 16 of them. And then she spent half an hour deciding on which scented candles to buy. She, you know, so she could put those in the storage unit too. And, you know, what always amazes me is how, you know, all this stuff in the just packed full of storage unit, you can't see the back of it or the top of it or nothing. You can barely close the door now. And, but somehow baby remembers all the stuff we got in there for our future house already. You know, like, you know, when she was making up her mind about the cheese forks, I went over to the Christmas decor section and I was looking at the Santa Claus snow globes, and baby done come over and smacked my hand when I was picking them up and shaking them. We already have like 17 Santa snow globes, Ricky.
We do?
Yes. I want each room of our house to have one. I got one on clearance in 9th grade. I got 3 in 10th grade, 2 in 11th grade. 5 when Pure Rat Imports had their big going out of business sale a couple of years back. I got 2 in 12th grade. 3 last year. And I bought a really cute Santa TV snow globe 2 weeks ago. Oh, okay, baby. But we do need more hand-blown glass tree ornaments from Poland, because we're going to have, like, at least 10 Christmas trees in our house, but I only have enough ornaments for 7 trees.
Okay, baby. So, anyway, I went and I picked up a set of, you know, they're gold-colored glass ornaments, but they're shaped like cheese wedges, and I said, hey, baby, I think these are real cool.
We have 4 boxes of those already, Ricky.
Oh, okay, we do?
Yeah, I bought them with my babysitting money in 10th grade.
Oh, okay, baby. Why don't you fetch us a dozen of those felt angel ornaments, Ricky? They'll be good for when we have little kids and we have to hide the nice ornaments away for a few years so they don't break. Anyway, so I went and I picked out some felt ornaments. And anyway, so we loaded up a cart and we went through the checkout and took forever to load things into the trunk from the cart, you know, because baby pulled out her iPad out of her purse and she insisted on adding each item to her house stuff spreadsheet before I could put it in the trunk. And, you know, she also took pictures for Instarat. But eventually we were done and then I drove us over to the storage unit and baby rolled up the metal door and I was just like, wait a damn minute, it was empty. And I said, baby, where's our stuff from the last shopping trip? Oh, that's in our old storage unit. This is the new one. We have 2 storage units? No, Ricky, we have 5 storage units. The others are all full. Baby, where are we going to put all this stuff when we get a house? In the house, Ricky? Right, but I mean, it's going to have to be a big house. Yeah, well, Daddy bought Samantha a 3,000-square-foot house when she got married. Oh, okay, baby. Now, I'm pretty sure baby's daddy likes her sister Samantha's husband a whole lot more than he likes me. You know, because that dude, Samantha's husband, he works at Mr. Ratson's company. He goes to the same country club. So, you know, I don't go to any country club. So, you know, I wasn't so sure that Mr. Ratson was also going to buy me and baby a 3,000 square foot house. Plus, you know, at the rate baby was going, if we have 5 storage units already, 4 of them are totally full. You know, I think we're going to have enough stuff for a 6,000 square foot house. And I don't know we're going to spring for that. So, I didn't want to upset baby by saying that. So I just figured we're probably going to have one massive garage sale someday. And, you know, get rid of things. Or I guess, I don't know, maybe we end up having a house and we keep half the stuff in the storage units nonetheless. I don't know. But I figure we're, you know, it's just best not to upset baby by saying nothing. So, in any case, I had to drop baby off at home and head back to the studio before it was time for the, you know, the dinner run. Anyway, so Mr. Ratson was outside washing his boat when we got there. And, you know, baby said hi and she went inside with her bags. And Mr. Ratson waved me over. And he said to me, where did you take my daughter? Well, home rat, sir. And then her storage units. What did she waste my money on at home rat this time? Well, you know, Thanksgiving cheese forks and scented candles and Christmas tree ornaments, sir. Well, Mr. Ratson scowled. Doesn't she have enough of that crap already? Well, sir, apparently she wants 10 Christmas trees and we only have enough, ornaments and stuff for 7 trees in the storage unit. And the other cheese forks, you know, we already got, apparently they're for other holidays. Well, he growled. HGTV and Ratterist are going to be the death of us all. Well, yes, sir, I agree with that. Anyway, Mr. Ratson went back to hosing off his boat, and he dismissed me with, you know, a wave of his hand and a grunt. So I headed back to the studio to get down to the important business of stacking kegs of beer in the basement amidst the dusty boxes of, you know, 24-track tapes of hit and, well, a lot of not-so-hit records, you know, Big Mike had made back in the 1980s. Now, I don't know why we gotta take the kegs downstairs until the kegger. I mean, it's just a whole lot of work lugging them all downstairs on Wednesday, only to lug them back upstairs on Thursday afternoon. But I guess it gives Big Mike something to supervise while Jeff is busy meditating and intern Dave is busy printing remix stems for the next 4 hours. And it is true that if we left the kegs in the lounge, they might all get drunk before the Thursday night kegger. But, you know, we could always just stuff them in Big Mike's office for a couple days and lock the door. But no. Big Mike, he insists they gotta go in the basement. Not that Big Mike was going to lift a finger to help move the kegs, of course. He was busy sitting on the sofa in the lounge playing Minecraft on his laptop while telling anyone who dared interrupt him how he was insanely busy. Anyway, so we got the whole truckload of kegs delivered, and I was taking one by one down the rickety old stairs. You know, some drunk intern built them stairs in the 1970s, and I was taking the last of the kegs down, and I guess I missed a step or tripped or something, being unable to see my feet, you know, because I was holding the keg out in front of me. It was weird, you know, because I was sliding down them stairs real slow, I thought, you know, my feet up in the air. I couldn't catch a hold of any of the 2x4 handrails, not that there were a lot of handrails, but, you know, there's a couple, and it didn't make a lick of sense to me, and there I was on the bottom of the floor of the basement with a big old thug, and the keg rolled off of me to the side, and well, it smashed into the stack of kegs I already set up and knocked them over. They went rolling all around in the, you know, in between all the boxes of tape. Fuck, I was almost done, and now I was gonna have to stack them all up all over again. Shit. Anyway, I was kind of lying there on the concrete, and I guess I was a little bit stoned or whatever. I also was real tired, you know, and I was starting to think maybe I done hurt myself. And this dude, he came out of the shadows behind the stacks of boxes of 24 tape, you know, 24 track tape rolls. And well, he held out his hand and he helped me sit up and got me to sit on the bottom step of the rickety old stairs. And, you know, I didn't recognize this dude, man. I ain't never seen him in our studio before, and I was worried he might be some record label douchebag come to fetch some old tapes, you know, for one of the, you know, they do them, you know, the 40th anniversary reissue cash grabs, you know, the box sets of some of them classic records. You know, a lot of the big bands Big Mike's worked with do that. And usually I can't stand record label douchebags, but, you know, douchebag or not, it was awful nice of him to help me up. Still, you know, Big Mike gonna yell at me about allowing anyone to have unauthorized access to his stash of tapes. And for all I knew, you know, that dude could be down there working for Mrs. Mike, looking for evidence against Big Mike for all his cheating or asset hiding or whatever. So, you know, I figured I needed to ask him a few questions. So I said, hey man, does Big Mike know you're down here? No. Well, Big Mike gets real mad when people are snooping around in his stuff. I'm not here for Big Mike's stuff. Are you with band? No. I'm your guardian angel, Ricky. My what? Your guardian angel, remember? Back in Sunday school, they told you about us? Oh, you know, I didn't really pay much attention in Sunday school. We know. Wait, you're an angel? I thought angels had wings, man. Well, dude sighed and rolled his eyes, but then he said, we can take many different forms, but okay, you want wings? Whatever. And then poof! All of a sudden, dude had wings. I was like, whoa, cool, man. Can you, like, fly or all them? Are them things just there for decoration, you know, like penguin wings? We're doing this, huh? And the dude groaned, but he did fly all around the storage room, you know, dodging all the stacks of kegs I brought down, you know, the ones that didn't get knocked over already, and the box of old tape, and he didn't even get caught in none of all the spider webs or nothing. It was real cool. And then he sat down next to me on the bottom step and told me we needed to talk. Well, ain't no one ever happy to hear that, man. But I figured since he was an angel, I guess I should listen or whatever. So I said, okay, dude, what do we need to talk about? You need to change how you're living your life, Ricky. Yeah, Mama Rat tells me that all the time. Well, she's right, at least occasionally. You need to cut back on the booze, for one thing. Wait, I thought booze was okay. I mean, booze is in the Bible, ain't it? Yes, but in moderation. Ah, shit. Where's my manners? Do you want a beer? We got some cold ones in the fridge upstairs. Angels don't drink. Oh, okay. I got weed, too. We don't smoke. You want some shrooms? No, listen, Ooh, hey, does everybody got a guardian angel?
Yes.
Even mice?
Yes.
But they just get, like, you know, little tiny mouse angels, right?
Angels are angels.
Right, but rat angels are better than mouse angels.
All guardian angels are equal.
Okay, but rats get better ones, right?
No, I just told you.
Big Mike must have a real good guardian angel because, you know, all the times Mrs. Mike done try to kill him and she ain't succeeded yet. Well, the angel sighed and muttered something under his breath I couldn't quite make out. But anyways, then he told me to focus on the matter at hand. Now, I wasn't real sure what he meant, but he told me I ought to cut back on the beer and really cut back on the liquor and, you know, the other stuff. I wanted to argue with him about that, but I figured that might be a little bit rude, so I just shut up and I said I'd think about it. Well, he seemed to know I wasn't real serious about that, though.
You have a lot of growing up to do, Ricky.
Yes, sir.
For example, it's about time you manned up and married Barbara.
Well, I want to, sir, but I don't know if we're ready yet.
That's a nonsense excuse.
Well, okay, well, look, man, I don't know if I can afford it.
You have $75,000 in your savings account right now, Ricky.
Right, because I've been saving ever since I had a paper route as a kid, but, you know, the engagement ring baby wants from Tiffany's with the fancy yellow diamond, it's $79,000.
That's retarded. Buy her a nice blue topaz ring surrounded by little diamonds for $3,000.
Well, she ain't gonna be happy about that. But also, you know, we gotta be able to buy a house, and it's gonna be on the fancy side of Ratsfield. We gotta have money to send our future kids to prep school.
Normal people start out in an apartment, and Barbara's father will pay for prep school if it's that important to him.
Now, dude, you don't understand. Baby's already got 5 storage units, and 4 of them are full of stuff for our house. It won't fit in an apartment.
Well, then you're going to have a garage sale and get rid of all that junk. Love is what makes a house or apartment a home, not stuff.
Well, I just, look, baby insists it's having 16 of the perfect turkey top cheese forks for Thanksgiving and a different set for every holiday.
Tell her to stay off of Ratchrest.
She going to dump me if I say that.
No, she won't.
Well, me and the angel kept arguing about that sort of thing and the ring thing. And, you know, and he even grabbed my phone and he showed me a whole bunch of real pretty rings, all of which were under $5,000. But I don't know, man. Like I told him, baby really wants the 1.27 carat fancy yellow cushion cut diamond ring from Tiffany's in the 18 carat yellow gold diamond band. And it costs $79,000. And, you know, her 2 older sisters, they're already married. They got... Well, they both got real expensive rings from Tiffany or even Ratier. Of course, Samantha's husband is a lawyer and Yvonne's hubby is a dentist. So, you know, they got way more money than I do. But, you know, baby got to keep up. I mean, I sure wish baby would be okay with a topaz ring, but I don't know, man. Anyway, at some point in the arguing with my guardian angel, I heard Jeff call out from the top of the lounge.
Ricky, who are you talking to? I turned my head and I looked up at Jeff and I started telling him I was talking to my guardian angel. But, you know, then right in front of my eyes, well, kind of out the corner of my eyes, my angel vanished.
Real weird, man.
Anyway, Jeff came down the stairs. Dude, did you bang your head or something?
I guess so.
Shit. Hang on. Didn't you stack up the kegs already?
Well, yeah, but they got knocked over when the other keg went flying.
Are you okay, Ricky? Big Mike said he heard you babbling on about diamond rings or some such shit.
Well, yeah, my guardian angel was here and he said I shouldn't spend more than 3, maybe 5 grand on a ring for baby.
Well, no shit, Sherlock. Diamonds are a bullshit racket based on consumerist desires and dishonest advertising campaigns. Well, I guess Big Mike was eavesdropping upstairs because he came down ranting about De Beers being a criminal K-balls conspiracy to brainwash dumb broads and steal men's fortunes. And Jeff was, you know, as Big Mike was ranting, Jeff was stacking up the kegs and nodding right along with him as I just sat on the bottom step just staring as Big Mike went on and on and on and on and on and on.
It's all a fucking con job. And these women, fuck's sake, they love all that dumb sparkly shit. And then when they find out it's cubic zirconia, you think you fucked their mothers or something. Well, what fucking difference does it make? They can't even tell unless you're stupid enough to tell them, or you leave the receipt sitting around. That's why you burn the receipt.
I told you I wanted a big diamond necklace, but you got me a rhinestone one.
Well, if you think I'm spending $250,000 at Tiffany when I can get the same damn thing for $25 on Amazon, you're damned right I'm buying it on Amazon and getting myself a new Porsche with a change.
Well, seems to me this is why Big Mike been divorced 3-4 times now, but what do I know? Anyway, I guess the point is the angel got his wish because, you know, I was homesick on Thursday with a concussion from my fall down the stairs, so I missed the big kegger and I didn't get to do any drinking all weekend. Now, I did make it to baby's family Thanksgiving dinner, and I was banished to the boyfriend and husband table in the kitchen with the other guys. And, you know, all of us and Miles and some other dude cousins of baby and Mr. Rats, and we all piled into the basement man cave to watch football. Well, the women cleaned up and gossiped about celebrities upstairs. Now, I took the opportunity to ask Samantha's hubby how much he coughed up for her Tiffany ring.
Tiffany? Is that what she told her sisters?
Yeah?
Nope. I got a buddy whose cousin works in the Diamond District in New York. I paid $8,000 wholesale.
Oh, well, that's way less than I thought. Well, then I turned to Yvonne's hubby. Well, didn't you get Yvonne a Tiffany ring?
I got something labeled as Tiffany for $100 in the night market in Chinatown next to the $20 Louis Vuitton knockoff bags.
Whoa, they have Tiffany rings there? Well, the guys all looked at me like I was an idiot. Mr. Ratson shook his head and muttered something to himself about traumatic head injuries and brain damage. I don't know what that was all about, but anyways, Yvonne's hubby then asked me, how much are you spending on baby's ring? Well, so I told him, well, she wants this ring from Tiffany's. It's $79,000. I've been saving up for years. All I got is $75,000 so far, but I hope, in, you know, in another year or so. Anyways, all the guys bust out laughing at this point. And Mr. Ratson said, Barbara wants a lot of stupid things that she's not getting.
Oh.
Get her a topaz ring for $1,000. That's plenty.
Won't she be mad at me?
Not nearly as pissed off as I'll be if you waste $79,000 on a stupid ring for her.
Anyways, that's about when Miles piped up and asked Mr. Ratson, hey, Uncle Kevin, what did you spend on Aunt Karen's ring?
You mean what did I actually pay or what did I tell her I paid?
Well, again, there was laughter all around, except for me, because I was all confused, because, you know. Anyway, Mr. Ratson kept harping on the $79,000, though. And he said,
$79,000 for a damned ring. Good Lord. Son, if you're fiscally responsible enough to have $75,000 in savings already, despite your dead-end job, don't suddenly become retarded and blow it all on a shiny rock. That kind of money, you can get her a nice topaz ring, then pay for your own damn honeymoon and buy her a minivan for when you have kids, and you'll still have money left over for some really nice golf clubs and lessons for when you get a real job and learn to play for networking purposes.
Yes, sir. I didn't have the heart to tell him I really don't like golf. But, you know, either way, I figured this is why there's a sign on Mr. Ratson's man cave door that says what happens in the man cave stays in the man cave. It's just, you know, weird. I just, you know, baby wants that Tiffany ring, but okay, I guess if her daddy said I'm not allowed to buy it for her, well, I guess I'm going to have to start pricing out topaz rings and minivans eventually. Anyway, so that's kind of where things are at and rat here in Ratsville, you know, my portion of Ratsville for the last couple weeks. And I guess be a couple weeks till the next show. And in the meantime, all of you in Ratsville, I hope you Ratland, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. Okay. And if you're not in Ratland, well, you have a good couple weeks anyways. And, you know, the URLs for the show, I guess wherever you're listening to the show, you can find them.
in the description box or whatever, but it's Ricky B, the Rock and Roll Rat.com. And we're on Face Rat, or I guess some people call it Facebook, but you know, the proper name is Face Rat. And we're on Instarat, or some people call it Instagram, but you know, that's a mistake. It's Instarat. And there's a Twitter as well. Instagram, Instarat, and Twitter, they're all at Ricky_B_Rat. And I think on Facebook or Face Rat, whatever you want to call it, I think it's Ricky B, the Rock and Roll Rat, you know, Facebook.com/RickyBTheRockandRollRat. So anyways, you can check out the show, and there's a YouTube as well. If you search for Ricky B, the Rock and Roll Rat, I assume it will come up eventually. You know, the cartoonist takes care of that, and I trust that she actually posts things proper. Sometimes, at least. Anyways, I don't know where we're at with the graphic novel that the cartoonist is working on, because it's supposed to be done soon, but it was also supposed to be done last year, but at some point. Anyways, in the meantime, I guess we got the podcast and sometimes little cartoons and stuff. So, happy Thanksgiving and happy couple weeks, and we'll talk soon, okay? All right, now, bye.
Ricky B, the Rock and Roll Rat Podcast Edition. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Like, subscribe, follow, share, all those things, and catch you next time. Bye.